Basically, this is the one where what it would sound like if Bruce confronted Psycho on his drinking problem.
So this is Bruce.
Bruce Gilbert, our program.
Bruce Gilbert, our boss, and this is Psycho Dave imitating him, which we have heard here at the station. It's quite amusing generally. Let's listen.
What would Bruce tell you if you were having your drinking problem? Has he confronted you yet?
You know, if you're got a f***ing drinking problem, I'm going to have to let you go. I really don't got time to be handling drinking problems, plus your ass. I've noticed there's some days you're on your game, but I can tell when you're hungover because I have to listen to Bob and Dan bitch about you not being interested in your job. And if that's the way it's going to be, you know you're fucking lucky to be at a station. It's in a top 10 market, and we get highly rated. Don't think you need to be ungrateful, you little son of a bitch.
Well, now that was great.
That's a good imitation.
I don't know if Bruce swears quite that much, but...
Well, we've never been in a Bruce Psycho Dave meeting.
This last cut...
I like Psycho Dave's fake Bruce, though, is always very punctuated with F-bombs.
I need to go ahead and set it up for you like this. The ratings had come out, and Psycho had run into Bruce on the same day. Psycho had worked 2 weeks straight without a day off. And so he was looking forward to having the day off the Saturday and was like, hey, this is going to be great. Bruce comes in.
Like Office Space.
Yeah, basically.
He comes into him on Friday and says, we're going to need you to come in on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh. Well, so Bruce asks Psycho about, you know, hey, what do you think about the ratings? And Psycho, you know, he was thinking about his day off. He was tired. He kind of gave Bruce the impression that he didn't care. So for the rest of the weekend, Psycho is, you know, reevaluated what his conversation with Bruce was like. And he was telling me, oh, man, Bruce
like he should have shown
me.
Interest.
Yeah, I should have shown interest.
Boss.
He's going to be mad at me now. So Psycho
just kind of blew off Bruce.
We dominated in the ratings.
Right.
And Psycho Dave is just, he couldn't care less.
And so Psycho made it this point, hey, I'm going to make it up to Bruce. I'm going to show everyone that I'm on my game. And the first thing he does when Bruce is around is he's late into a press conference. So this is how this conversation went.
Which figures what happened since Bruce was in there. And I was like, oh, fuck. And first of all, he thinks I could care less about the ratings. And then I fucking fuck up the beginning of a press conference.
What
start
do you think
this
that
all over. Stop
like
this. We'll start it all over. Because listen to him slur. There's no way he's not drunk. You're like, yeah, figures drunk, what happened is the length of press conference.
This is such a waste of time for a phone conversation, though. It's just hilarious.
So Bruce walked into the booth, and you were late getting into a press conference. That's what happened? After you showed him disinterest?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's hear Drunk Dave again.
Which figures what happened since Bruce was in there. And I was like, oh, f***. Hey, first of all, he thinks I could care less about the ratings. And then I f***ing f***ed up the beginning of a press conference.
What do you think that conversation is going to be like when Bruce brings you into his office because you screwed up the beginning of a press conference?
I'm so going to hear about it.
What would he tell you?
You know, first of all, you don't act like you give a f*** about the ratings. And then I got to tell you, you're being late for the f***ing press conference. We're trying to get big sports credibility around here. I don't know what the f*** you're trying to do, but I don't appreciate you not being appreciative of your job here. You know, I can fire your ass. I could always bring back Expo.
It is so obvious that you're setting him up for a record. All right, you should have just said, hey, Dave, before you do your Bruce, can you say 3, 2, 1?
Right.
Well, this is a typical conversation with him and I. I mean, it's like, oh, so how'd that go? And we'll both just, you know, run off at the mouth, you know, with our fake impressions of everyone around us because we're around you guys so much.
Let's hear that last one more time. I love fake Bruce when he's really swearing.
Which figures what happened since Bruce was in there. And I was like, oh, fuck. Hey, first of all, he thinks I could care less about the ratings. And then I fucking fucked up the beginning of a press conference.
What do you think that conversation is going to be like when Bruce brings you into his office because you screwed up the beginning of a press conference?
I'm so going to hear about it.
What would he tell you?
You know, first of all, you don't act like you give a fuck about the ratings. And then I got to tell you, you're being late for the fucking press conference. We're trying to get big sports credibility around here. I don't know what the fuck you're trying to do, but I don't appreciate you not being appreciative of your job here. You know, I can fire your ass. I could always bring back Expo.
Lovely.